you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to talk a little bit now about Robert Cremo, the young man who murdered seven people and injured over 24 others on a 4th of July parade. And the fact that his father, who purchased the weapons for his son, five to be exact, says he has nothing to do. He's not culpable for his son's attacks. What say you? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I say to you constantly, I don't hide things over the airways. Many people by now know that my oldest son is bipolar and schizophrenic and has suffered mental illness for the last 20 or more years of his life. And understanding that, as I do, would I then, as a father, turn around and buy him five weapons because I feel like he has a right to own weapons, knowing that my son is mentally ill? So a man buys his mentally ill son an assault weapon and other weapons and all of that ammunition. And then his son goes and does what this young man did. And he has, in his mind, he has no involvement whatsoever in what his son did with those weapons. Well, you know, again, speaking from the perspective of a father who apparently was in the same shoes as Mr. Cremo, as Cremo's dad, having a son that was mentally ill. Clearly his son had mental illness. Any person who threatens to kill his entire family publicly, and law enforcement and others had been engaged, involved, had repeated contact with this young boy at the time that he was a young boy, knew that something was not right and proper. And yet his dad believed that none of those things mattered. His so-called Second Amendment right somehow was more important than the fact that his son was mentally ill. The father of the alleged Highland Park parade shooter, Bobby Cremo Jr., has told ABC News that he is not culpable in the Independence Day attack, in spite of having signed a consent form for his son to apply for gun ownership. So what kind of person who knows, again, that his son has threatened to murder the entire family, then thinks it's all right to go and give a okay for his son to buy these weapons and then execute what he executed, that's all right? Listen, I get it. I tell people all the time, and I'm not opposed to people who own guns. I don't own any, right? And I'm not ever going to own one. That's my right, as well as those who have rights to own them. But when somebody thinks that's okay, and all of these people's, all these people whose lives have been forever changed by this young man, somehow think that's okay because he had this right. He was doing what he thought was in the best interest of his son. What's in the best interest of an individual never should ever supersede what's in the interest, best interest of the masses of the people. That's just common sense, you know. But we live in a society where it's me, I. And so, you know, I'm going to do what's best for me. You know, I talked with Sandy on yesterday about this. And we had a conversation about the fact that we live in a society that is more concerned with me, I. That's exactly what's one of the main issues. Been that way, will always be that way, as if people somehow live on the planet alone. The selfishness that exists in this society. You see it everywhere, every day. For heaven's sakes, a lack of concern about fellow human beings. I get it. It's easy to focus on you. Doesn't cost you anything. It focuses solely about you and what your accomplishments and what you've done. That's fine. You know, I just think there's a broader picture than, you know, what an individual and their rights are. This dad said, I had no inkling, no warning that this was going to happen. What are you talking about? Your son got caught with all of those knives. Law enforcement came to take them away because he threatened to kill a bunch of people. How can you say you had no inkling about what happened? You absolutely had an inkling about what happened, that what would happen. There was a sign right before you, should have been in neon, and you ignored it. And now that it's time, and now that your son has done a horrific act, there's no way for you to now act as if you had no involvement whatsoever in it. You are an accomplice. You may not realize it, but and it may not be lawful, but in the lives of the families who have lost their loved ones, that's different. Let's go to Gary in Sussex.
Hey, Earl, I 100% agree with you. I have no idea what this guy's dad was thinking when I heard that he was threatening to kill himself and kill his family. And if you know you have problems, and yeah, these are the people that are going to go out there and do mass killings. And also, if anybody thinks it's over, it's not over. It's going to happen over and over and over again. There'll be more of these crazy people out there doing things. But one question that I have is I want to hold, and this dad should be held accountable. I didn't realize that a father could co-sign for somebody to get a gun. Either you can get a gun or you can't. If you're 18 years old, you can purchase it. I didn't know that he had to have a co-signer, and I don't know how that works, Earl. But I want to hold judges responsible too. And
what does this have to do with a judge?
Well, no, I'm just saying, any time that you know that a person is violent, and then you release these guys, and they go out there and they commit murder. These judges should be held accountable.
Hey, Gary. I know, but why do we have to go to the next step and talk about the guys who are being released? Why is that even a conversation about this man and what he did for his son and what his son wound up doing?
I agree. But we're just making a point about just a father knowing that his son is bad and letting him get a gun.
My point is, though, Gary,
I agree with you, Earl.
But then you throw in the caveat about judges as if there's a correlation between what this guy did and a judge. There is not.
I'm saying everybody should be held accountable. This father should be held accountable knowing that his son is dangerous and he went up there and committed all these murders.
But Gary, I'm challenging you on the add-on about, well, judges who let criminals go, who committed. I mean, that's...
Well, what do you think? But do you wait, Earl? I asked you a question. What do you think? What do I think about these judges that are stopped on crime and let these guys go? Hey, Gary. Like
it has nothing to do with this conversation. Right. It is something completely separate than this conversation. And so again, if I was going to be talking about judges being soft on crime, I have no problem having a conversation with you about that.
All right, I'll call you next week, but to add that is
where I have a problem, man. You know, again, the fact that this man was at the root of all of those people being murdered, he knows his son. He knows his son.
100%.
And yet he didn't think it was a big issue. And I know, you know, his dad was a pro-gun guy and believed so much in that Second Amendment right that he disavowed the kind of mental condition that his son was in, because in his mind, he has the Second Amendment right to own the guns. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, I don't think any person with a mental illness should be running around with a gun. And I believe in good background checks. I agree 100% with what you're saying this morning. 100%, not 99. But what I'm saying is that, you know, since I live in Waukesha, and I, you know, this guy that came in from Milwaukee was released, knowing that the guy ran over his girlfriend and took a car and come in here and did mass murder out down in the parade, you know, that's what I'm saying. These judges should be held accountable that let these guys out, knowing that they're criminals and they're violent. So I'm just saying that, and I'll talk to you next week about it. We can talk some more.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the
call. Have a nice weekend, Earl.
Yep.
Bye.
Let's go to phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to CJ.
Earl, thank you for taking my call. I first want to commend you, like your previous guest, Billy, for what you've done in your community. But the mere fact Gary was trying to explain that till consequences, and I believe that father should be charged for signing for those guns for his kid, and I think he should be charged. But why should amendment people be punished to try to contain people in Milwaukee are going to all of a sudden bring their guns? How many other people were killed in Milwaukee, Chicago?
You're breaking up, man. You're breaking up. Can't hear you. Hang up, call back. Hang up, call back. You're breaking up. Phone lines are open at 844. Hang up. He's got to call back. He's breaking up.
Hear me now?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll call back. Thanks, Earl.
Yeah. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What I don't understand is all these sides conversations about what about the people in Milwaukee? What about this? What about that? Is it so difficult that we can't focus on this situation that is fresh, that is new, that just took place? We wanna gloss over the fact that these people were just slaughtered a few days ago? Well, we know, yeah, he should be charged, but let's talk about something else. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.